This is JIS News. Coming up, government committed to early childhood education, 50 projects approved under the National Chick V Prevention Campaign, and public urged to pay property taxes. The news in detail after this message.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission will be closed Thursday, November 27 and Friday, November 28 to facilitate removal to our new location. We reopen for business Monday, December 1 at 78C Hagley Park Road, Kingston 10, at the corner of Keesing Avenue just below the domes. Vehicular entrance on Keesing Avenue. Our contact details remain the same until further notice, 960-7279 or 960-7280. To get more information, go to bglc.gov.jm or send an email to info@bglc.gov.jm.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says her administration remains committed to making early childhood education a priority area for policy action and funding. She says development of the nation's children and securing their future in a safe and prosperous Jamaica is a top priority of the government.
The children of Jamaica are dear to my heart. In fact, the development of the children of Jamaica and securing their future in a safe, prosperous Jamaica with opportunities for their success must be the number one priority of the government and all the people of Jamaica. The government that I lead is giving special focus to the children. Early childhood education is at the forefront of the government's agenda.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was addressing a contract signing ceremony for the upgrade of Care Bear Early Childhood Development Center in Whitfield Town, Southwest St. Andrew, on Wednesday. The school is to benefit from expansion works under an $11 million grant being provided by the government of Japan. Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel R. Scott has again underscored the need for Jamaicans to pay their property taxes. Addressing the first ever Western Jamaica Economic Forum at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James on Wednesday, Mr. R. Scott pointed out that the funds generated from property tax play a vital role in economic growth and development.
In the context of local government, one of the critical sources of development revenue is property tax. We have set a target this fiscal year of $7.26 billion. So far we have collected just under $5 billion. We have 3 months remaining and we are targeting an additional $1.5 billion to meet the target.
The Ministry of Local Government has been undertaking infrastructural works as an incentive to communities in which the citizens have been paying their property taxes. 50 projects have been approved under the government's national program to reduce the spread of the chikungunya virus, CHIKV, across the island. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the approval subcommittee has approved 39 projects for members of parliament, MPs, and 11 for parish councils. These will focus on vector control and community cleanup activities. 27 communities in Portmore, St. Catharines, several others in Western Jamaica, and the Kingston metropolitan region have been cleaned under the program. The minister commended the work of the local authorities and community members in helping to reduce breeding sites for the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which spreads the chikungunya virus.
Parish councils and members of parliament have been active in their communities and are leading the effort. Jamaicans are heeding the call to take personal responsibility for removing containers and clearing areas in which water settles and where mosquitoes can lay eggs and multiply.
The minister was speaking at the weekly Jamaica House press briefing on Wednesday. And the Ministry of Youth and Culture is taking steps to strengthen Jamaica's participation in the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, Memory of the World program. Portfolio Minister Lisa Hanna says UNESCO has made available the services of library consultant and researcher Elizabeth Watson to announce the project across the Caribbean.
So she's well qualified to undertake this role, and we look forward to working with her to promote and improve the number of collections from Jamaica and the Caribbean as a part of the memory of the world.
Ms. Hannah was speaking at a press conference at the Ministry's Trafalgar Road offices on Wednesday. The Memory of the World program is a UNESCO initiative which seeks to identify, publicize, and preserve the documentary heritage of the world so as to make those documents of great historical significance permanently accessible. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.